This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
This is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, the month of April, and we've been talking about women's health issues with Penny Bailey of the Yancey County Health Department. Welcome back to our show, Penny.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here again. And you know, it's also April is Public Health Month.
That's right. So we're celebrating two grand events this month. Now, we've touched on this once before when Samantha and I were doing a program, but Sexual Assault Awareness Month, one of the things we want to talk about is what happens if a woman is sexually assaulted or gets herself into a situation where she unintended sexual relations with someone, either by force or things got out of hand. There's something called a 72-hour window that's really important, isn't it?
Well, there is. And if you don't want to become pregnant, then there's something that we used to call it the morning after pill. It's called Plan B now. And if you get to the health department or your doctor or the emergency room, you can get, or Planned Parenthood in Asheville, you can get a medication that will keep you from becoming pregnant. Also, with sexually transmitted diseases, HIV/AIDS, the acquired immune deficiency virus that can kill you, if you were raped, molested, sexually assaulted, you don't know if your rapist is HIV positive, so you don't have time to figure that out. If you get to the health department, the emergency room, or call one of our numbers, within 48 hours, you can start taking a certain medication, and it will keep you like 99% effective or almost 100% effective in keeping you from becoming HIV positive. We know that, and years ago we didn't have this, and a lot of people don't realize that we have this capability now.
So I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the family assistance that you can provide, Penny, after a woman has started a family and has one or more babies in the home. Tell us a little bit about some of the services that you provide for people in that situation.
Well, in North Carolina, they have been studying infant mortality issues. And North Carolina has a high rate of infant mortality. So the preconceptual health was one of the areas that we talked about earlier. And now when one conceives and has a family, you want to do everything you can to prevent the stress that might come with that. So we have, an unhealthy child might bring about that kind of stress. We have practitioners that deal with pregnant women. And then we also have what we call maternal care coordinator and child care coordinators that can help young families learn the skills and gain the confidence that it takes to have a healthy family.
You actually have people that can go into the homes and look at the situation there and make recommendations.
Exactly. We also have individuals that, if there's a disability, that can go into the homes, or if there's a need for housing, they can act as an intermediary, trying to get the best for that family.
And in case people don't realize, infant mortality means children who die, babies who die. And those numbers are high in the South. And it's because of some of our health practices, not taking good care of us as mommies. And a disabled child can create lots of stress in the house. There's not enough money to go around. And that child puts a lot of stress, and we see families breaking up. It's of course not the child's fault. Something as simple as taking vitamins before you ever become pregnant. It's you can get them for free usually at the health department. Take those vitamins, and it'll keep things like spina bifida, where your child's born with an open spine. It'll keep that from happening.
And we've talked about with stress, one of the things, reasons we're concerned about that is because when stress in a family goes up, the chances for violence goes up. And so, you know, we try to keep stress down to keep violence down.
And one of the other things that we're learning is that actually obesity, and of course we know that smoking and all the other health habits that we need to be thinking about to have healthy babies and healthy families.
Give them a phone number, Penny, if they want more information.
Our number at the health department is 682-6118. My extension is 35, but anybody at the health department can help you.
And we want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.